KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's mostly clear, and we have 52 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Train home comfort specialist dealer. Well, the forecast for today is calling for it to be partly sunny with a high near 77. The Cass County Board of Supervisors will meet this hour here in Atlantic, and during their session at 8:30, the board will act on approving a wage adjustment for Mental Health and General Assistance Director Deb Schuler. They'll also act on a resolution calling for a hearing on the vacating of a portion of 740th Street. Located between Pella and Oxford Roads, the length of the road vacated is about 1.5 miles. And in other business, the Board of Supervisors will act on approving the plans for a bridge replacement project on Jackson Road, about 1/8 mile east of 648th Street. I'll have more news after this.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Train central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Train systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Train, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Train dealer. You know the true Train difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Train home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Train.
A 52-year-old Iowa man has been arrested, accused of stealing dozens of brass vases from an eastern Nebraska cemetery. The Fremont, Nebraska Tribune said Gary L. Hostetter of Carter Lake is accused of stealing the vases from the Fremont Memorial Cemetery last month. He was arrested on Friday. Dodge County, Nebraska jail records say Hostetter remained in custody this morning. Two accidents over the weekend in Atlantic resulted in over $12,000 worth of damage and injuries to one person. Officials with the Atlantic Police Department say a vehicle registered to Bill Bailey of Oakland was legally parked in the Hy-Vee parking lot. As the passenger of the door of Bailey's car was opened, a gust of wind took the door, causing it to hit a vehicle driven by Michael Pellet of Atlantic as he was pulling into an adjacent parking stall. Damage to both vehicles amounted to $2,700. There were no injuries reported. That same day, an accident took place in the Atlantic Walmart parking lot around 1 p.m. Officials say a vehicle driven by Lester Auerbach of Atlantic was backing out of a parking stall when he hit a vehicle registered to James Schweiss of Atlantic that was parked in another stall. The force of the impact pushed Schweiss's vehicle into a parked vehicle registered to John Watson of Griswold. Following the initial collision, Auerbach's vehicle turned west after getting past all the parking stalls and proceeded west over the curb and down the hill, where it hit a tree before coming to rest. A passenger in Schweiss's vehicle was transported to Cass County Hospital by personal vehicle for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. The total damage to all vehicles was estimated at $9,600. Authorities in Montgomery County say a trailer reported stolen this past March from Pottawatomie County was recovered Monday in a wooded area near 137th and K Avenue in Montgomery County. The 2013 Diamond T trailer reported stolen from Environmental Maintenance Services Incorporated of DeWitt, Nebraska, was discovered around 10 a.m. Monday thanks to a tip from a citizen. An investigation into the incident continues. No injuries were reported following a single vehicle accident Sunday evening in Montgomery County. Sheriff's officials say the accident happened near Elliott at around 7:45 p.m. on Highway 48 at Kirkwood Avenue. Officials say for reasons unknown, a 1986 Mercury Cougar driven by 58-year-old Elaine Alexander of Elliott entered the north ditch. Alexander was subsequently charged with OWI and held on bond. There was no damage to her vehicle. The Shelby County Emergency Management Agency has increased the countywide fire danger category to moderate this week due to decreased humidity and strengthening winds. The current fire danger rating will be in effect through Thursday morning, at which time the situation will be assessed and the county fire danger status updated. When a fire danger is moderate, it means that fires that are started, in most cases from accidental situations, but it'll basically on a dry grassland, it'll burn and spread quickly on those windy days. Most wood fires will spread slowly to moderately, while average fire intensity will be moderate except in a heavy concentration of fuel, which may burn very hot. Officials at the Atlantic Municipal Utilities have announced that workers with the utility will be flushing the water mains and checking the fire hydrants later this week in both Atlantic and Marnie. The work is expected to take place Thursday and Friday. As a result, customers may temporarily experience some rusty-colored water on those days. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports 3 arrests over the weekend. Officials said Monday that early Friday night, 42-year-old Roy Thomas Seeley Jr. of Glenwood was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia. Seeley's bond was set at $300. And deputies in Mills County arrested 2 people. On Saturday, 24-year-old Mung Mayeth Mon of Omaha was arrested at 1:50 a.m. for OWI first offense. Bond was set at $1,000. And 52-year-old Karen Marie Coates of Malvern was arrested at around 4:10 p.m. Saturday on an assault charge. Her bond was set at $300. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office Monday released a report on their recent arrests. Officials said on April 29, 36-year-old Carrie Lynn Barron of Shenandoah was arrested for criminal mischief in the fifth degree. On April 28th, 69-year-old Jimmy George Parker of Tabor was arrested for violation of a no-contact order. And there were 2 arrests in Fremont County on April 27th. 29-year-old Ashley Miles of Omaha was arrested for theft in the fifth degree. And 25-year-old Jeffrey Dean Fuller of Sydney was arrested for criminal mischief in the second degree and trespassing. Elsewhere in state news, the Polk County Sheriff's Office is warning of a scam in which people are asked to pay fines for missing jury duty. The Sheriff's Office says it has received reports of calls made to county residents telling them they've been sent numerous certified letters ordering them to report to jury duty. Because they haven't responded, the note says that the caller says that they must pay substantial fines and should do so in a cash or prepaid credit card form. The Polk County Sheriff's Office said it would never demand payment of fines by phone and asked that those receive such calls report them to authorities. The state's top disaster services official says the death of 2 Iowans in April 27th storms highlight the need to develop a storm preparedness plan. Mark Schouten, Iowa's Emergency Management Director, recommends Iowans stay aware by keeping a battery-operated radio or cell phone with a storm alert application nearby. Families should have emergency plans and emergency storm kits ready. Schouten says the Keokuk County storm in late April was not identified as a tornado by the National Weather Service until after the second person died. One woman was killed near Martinsburg, the other near Kinross. Both were caught outside when the winds hit. Schouten says Iowa has built an increasing number of school tornado safe rooms, with 33 completed projects and funding approved for more. Cool, wet weather has kept the planting season from getting into full swing, but that could change this week. Iowa Ag Secretary Bill Northey said farmers are anxious to get things moving.
Last week, we really didn't get much planting done. There may have been a few spots that did, but most of the state was wet. We've seen a little bit of corn emerge as I was around in southwest Iowa last week. I think there's a lot of hope for this week to get quite a bit of corn in the ground. We've got some sunny weather, a little bit of breeze to dry it out.
And he says farmers will be watching the fields to be ready to go as soon as they're dry enough.
My guess is farmers have the planters on the edge of the field ready to go.
A new USDA crop report released Monday showed 23% of the expected corn acreage in the state was planted. That's 9 days ahead of last year, but still 10 days behind normal. Northey said that farmers generally like to get planting by the end of March or the first week of May, but there is still time.
You know, we don't want to get more than a week out from now to get most of the corn in. So there's plenty of time. The moisture was very beneficial as we had lots of dry areas, and we still have a few pockets of some dry areas, but certainly enough water to get the crop started if it gets in the ground.
He says the rain really helped in the areas that were very dry. The extreme cold pushed the frost deeper into the ground than normal. Northey says that was another factor in keeping farmers out of the field.
I think especially across northern Iowa, that frost came out really slow. I heard some frost still in the ground a week or two ago, but I think the moisture helped drive some of that frost out, and we've had some on and off warm weather here. So the soil temps have been cold. In most cases, they're probably warmed up enough, but the calendar says go.
Northey says most areas have probably warmed up enough now to allow for planting. The crop report shows scattered bean planting so far, and Northey expects that to pick up as farmers get into the fields. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, a new government report says global warming is rapidly turning America the Beautiful into America the Stormy, Sneezy, and Dangerous. The report by the National Climate Assessment says environmental changes that were once thought to be an issue for the distant future are happening right now. The report points to climate changes that are affecting corn producers in Iowa, oyster growers in Washington State, and maple syrup producers in Vermont. An Oklahoma wildfire that's burned more than 4 square miles is now 90% contained, but forecasters are warning that weather conditions could flare it up again. The National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning for western and central Oklahoma until 10 o'clock tonight. Forecasters say it could get hotter than 100 degrees with low humidity and wind gusts up to 45 miles per hour. And they say 6 other states, including Arizona and Colorado, are at risk of wildfires today. A highway that connects Southern California to Las Vegas is expected to remain closed for up to 2 days. Officials shut down Interstate 15 yesterday afternoon when a construction worker's blowtorch accidentally set fire to the wooden supports of a bridge that's under construction. The site is near the city of Hesperia. News time is 8:11.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local Train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
And in the funeral announcements, Robert Polberg, age 88, of Kimbleton, died Friday at Murtu Hospital in Harlan. Funeral services for Robert Polberg will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Jacksonville Cemetery west of Kimbleton. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Orpha Hackett, age 99, of Oakland, died Saturday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Orpha Hackett will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Hancock United Methodist Church. Reagan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Henry Schneider, age 94, of rural Templeton, died Sunday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. A massive Christian burial service for Henry Schneider will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Templeton. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Robert Bob Cappell, age 46, who's formerly of Atlantic, died last Wednesday in Arizona. Graveside services for Bob Cappell will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. James Jim Edwards, age 66, of Audubon, died Monday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Jim Edwards will be on Thursday at 10:30, the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Norma Jean Schmeling, age 90, of Casey, died Saturday. Funeral services for Norma Jean Schmeling will be Thursday at 12 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Hamilton's Funeral Home in Des Moines has arrangements. Helen Neal, age 94, of Stewart and formerly of Dexter, died Monday at the Stewart Care Center. Funeral services for Helen Neal will be Thursday at 4:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has the arrangements. Rhonda Lynn McNally Peterson Hanner, age 52, of Stewart, died Saturday. Funeral services for Rhonda McNally Peterson Hanner will be held on Friday at 1 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Larry Mallon, age 87, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Per his wishes, cremation has taken place and no services are planned for Larry Mallon. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Michelle Cooper, age 50, of Council Bluffs, died Saturday in Glenwood. Services for Michelle Cooper are pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Wayne Halterman, age 89, of Bayard, died Monday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Services for Wayne Halterman are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Bayard. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.